Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Culver, a big dog owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a puppy dog owner.
Alexis is also on the boards as our producer, and this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Now, Alexis Preston,
Renee.
It is July 30th, which
That's
means
true.
This very week, the one we're in this moment,
yes,
going to turn into August.
Wow.
And I think we both know what that means.
August flowers bring May showers.
Sure. Yes, exactly. I don't know why I was just like, yeah, she's going to get it. She's going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
Wait, no, I got it. It's May Day.
Sure. Yes, exactly. You got
it's
it.
It's May Day in turn August, and then that happens, and then we have to go to that store that we always go to, and
right?
We got to buy the streamers.
Exactly. And that's exactly what all of our nanas have cross-stitched on
yes.
their pillow. And that's why we have it memorized.
Yeah, I got it.
Sure. I was going to say, or back to school time.
Oh!
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
That's, so bad.
I wasn't wrong. You go to the store, you buy paper.
Some things. May got mentioned maybe too much in your remembering of what August is about, but going to the store is correct.
Okay.
Now, do you have that still kind of like embedded in you of August is back to school supplies, shopping, like sort of dread?
Oh, I was going to say, I get weird summer dread.
Yeah.
Like, I'm bad at working in the mm-hmm. summer and I don't do enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see other people going back to school and like starting their lives or whatever. I think it comes from watching other people go on big vacations.
Oh, possibly. Yeah.
You know, and then being just home
yeah.
and being like,
well, that's not fair.
Wait a minute.
Yes. So I got myself thinking about how cute it would be to put little Crumb in a back to school backpack.
Oh,
do we think we can find it? Can we find a little backpack that is cute enough? And
yeah.
let me be very clear.
Okay.
I did not misspeak just now.
Okay.
I meant to say cute enough, not small enough. I am very specific of how cute I want this backpack to be.
Here's the thing. I didn't think that you had misspoke. I
Thank
was like,
you.
Yeah, you're right. It should yes, be very
it should,
cute.
It should be cute enough.
Yes. I do think, okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen these scooters around?
Yeah.
The limes and the birds?
Of course.
Have you gone on them?
I haven't. No.
Okay. Look, say what you will about, yeah, sometimes people leave them in bed spots.
Right.
They're very fun.
It's a good
and
time.
I love them.
It's a good time.
And I think it's a great little mode of transportation.
Yes.
And I've been thinking, oh no, do I have to get Crumb a little backpack so that we can scoot around together?
Oh, you 100% have to get.
Right?
Oh, boy. So wait, now, are what you saying to me in this very moment mm-hmm. is that you are currently in the market for a Crumb carrying backpack?
I've been lightly thinking about it.
Okay. I need you to go ahead and take that light.
Okay.
Have you seen a toaster?
What?
No, just, yes. you know how you have some options in
yes.
front of you. You can light to dark.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. As high as it can go. I want you to take that knob
and burn the bread
into your assignment. I was going to say, should you choose to accept it, but you should accept it. I need you to show up next week with a baby Bjorn.
Oh, okay, I know, right?
But for Crumb and for a scooter.
A scootable Bjorn.
Scootable Bjorn.
Scootable Bjorn is also my pseudonym. So,
yeah,
it's convenient.
Exactly. That's.
I have to say the toaster analogy you just gave was
yeah.
maybe one of your wildest.
It's a little.
Because the implication there is that the best job you can do is fully burning your
bread. It's true.
I like it.
Here's what happened. Because light is what got me on the wrong track. And then I was just like, yeah, no, I know the dial we're speaking of. The
I
one
see.
On the toaster. But the point is, you would have the best. I think Crumb would. I feel you got to get him in there, though.
I know.
We gotta,
now's
we gotta
the
lock
time,
him
right?
In.
Yeah.
But I also mean like secure-wise.
Oh, yeah.
I think
oh, that too.
We don't want to have a lot of wiggle
no.
room.
Oh, that's the reason I haven't
to do
yet,
a hot
is
battle.
That there is some fear.
Certainly. I had a learning curve when Tugboat first arrived as far as how far that window should be down. There was a bit of learning to
yeah.
do. So I think it would only be fair for you to have some learning ahead of you as far as how loose that backpack
Hello.
Should be.
Right, exactly. Also, she means car window for anyone who's like, What window in her house is
How do you do it? I just think dogs flapping in the breeze is a good thing.
Yes.
We got to anchor them down, though, baby.
You got to hold them in.
Weighted blanket on them. Exactly. Okay. So I just think for the internet.
Yeah.
Because they're bad about asking for what they want.
I know. They don't know what they want. And they're bashful. I do, I think.
Yes, exactly. What the internet would like is a Crumb back to school photo.
Yeah.
First day of school for Crumb.
Okay.
Okay. Think about it.
Okay. I'm going to think about it.
Thank you.
And I have been, the main purchase I do think I'm going to make is little dog sunglasses. So at least we're somewhere.
Where do you get dog sunglasses?
Where do you get anything? Amazon.
Okay.
I don't love it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know it's hard. It's hard. That's just where everything is. Listen, you find that link, you share it with your friend Renee.
Yeah. Or two cool dudes back to school.
Yeah, or this. Oh. If they have two sizes, you get a small and a large. I'll Venmo you.
Okay.
And then we got two cool dudes on our hands.
Okay.
Great.
So normally we do housekeeping now.
Yes.
But if anyone else wants to Venmo me,
right.
Go ahead. That's I'm at Alexis B. Preston on Venmo. I will share that social media.
Should that just be our housekeeping going forward, our Venmos? I'm Renee Culvert. She's Alexis Preston. You know where to send
it. We're here.
You know what
we're
to
ready
do.
For it.
Thank you, please. I think I'm Renee Culvert. That is my name.
Yeah. I mean, if you type in Alexis B. Preston or Alexis Preston, I bet a it photo of me pops up.
Yeah.
And you can go ahead and send any amount of money you want.
Right. That's it. You're not going to get that on every podcast.
No. Not.
Other podcasts are going to be like Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah.
Help me help you. Not here.
Mm-mm.
Here, this is a one-way street. Straight to Venmo.
Straight to Venmo.
If you could please. Housekeeping feels a little foolish at this point. Renee Culvert on Twitter, Renee S. Culvert on Instagram. That's where you're going to see all your pictures of Tug. You're Alexis B. Preston across the board.
Yeah, something like that.
The podcast itself has a little social media presence. Twitter and Instagram, CIPYD podcast. Please send us pictures of your dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Facebook. Got a Facebook group.
Yes.
Can't Pet Your Dog. We'll put it in the search bar so long as what?
You're no bots.
No bots, please.
No,
gotta keep him out of there. Thank
Even
you.
If you're wearing sunglasses as a bot, you don't get to come in.
I know. I was about to say if you wear sunglasses, we'll get you on in there, but not for you. Okay. And then also, you guys, so nice on iTunes. Thank you so much. We got two reviews this week.
That's crazy.
During the summer?
Yeah, it's
not back to school yet.
You can't write a review, you're sweating.
And still, it means so much to us. We do read every single one of them. I check it several times a day.
Yeah, we're crazy.
So you could please head on over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. It sincerely means the absolute most to us. Now that we've asked you for everything, Alexis, can we please tell our listeners what we're going to give back to them? What do they get?
I would love to. We have a wonderful guest today. We have Sarah Claspel and Beth Appel from Everything Is Rent, and also good friends and good people.
And hilarious comedians and improvisers in their own right.
Yes. To tell us all about, Beth's dog Dot and all of Sarah's many, many dogs in her life. We also have a My Met Minute from Phoebe and Belle. And in our Crumb Vote updates, we have kind of a tumultuous Tug update.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we're gonna stray the course a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think we can handle it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this next segment and let's see if we can handle it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Alexis, it is time for the segment Crumb Boat.
Mm-hmm.
The portmanteau of both Crumb and Tug Boat, the updates this week. Now normally it's a fun, lighthearted story.
Yes.
And listeners just going into it, everything's fine.
Yes.
Tugboat could be better. Everything is wonderful. But I do want to give just a little bit of a notice. If you have had any sort of bad dog attack stories in your life, let's go ahead and fast forward this segment.
Yeah.
You don't need to hear it.
Yeah.
You're good. Just skip on forward. We'll get you into My Mump Minute where things are happy and good. But if you can handle it,
here
we go.
Excellent.
Alexis, it was wild on Saturday. Me and my friend Blake and John went on the waterfall hike in Pasadena, and I am watching Andrea Salinzi's dog, Mabel. So we had two pups. Went on down to the waterfall. Perfect.
Yeah.
As we're leaving the waterfall, everything is good. Blake is ahead of us with Mabel, and I see sort of in my periphery, there's a dog, where the owner is like kind of navigating the leash, but it wasn't enough that I thought anything of it.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, this dog is on Tugboat. He was full blown attacked. And it's crazy because it was my first dog fight.
Yeah.
that has ever happened. Tug does not fight. He is not aggressive. In this case, he was just trying to get this dog off him because he had just like locked onto Tug's shoulder.
Yeah.
It was so crazy that like fight or flight kicked in immediately.
Yeah.
It was a little bit nice to learn about myself that if Tug goes down, we're going down together.
Yeah.
So the only thing I really remember is that I was holding onto the barrel of Tug's chest. Uh-huh. There's screaming going on everywhere.
Of course.
Tug and I are to the ground. At one point, we ran into a rock together, and I'm just trying to get this other dog away. And, like, you know the things. You're supposed to, like, pull their tails. If you can do a bit of a
water spray,
thing to let them know. What's so great about this is humanity, which normally I'm on a dog side. But my friend John instantaneously jumped into to a mode to help try to get this other dog off Tug.
Yeah.
Then two full-blown grown men strangers came in to also help.
Oh.
So I have three men helping me get this dog off Tug. They finally get him separated. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Tugboat immediately to the ground. And it was scary for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just because, let me jump fast forward.
Yeah.
So we took him to the vet. He had two little punctures on him. They shaved him up. The punctures are deep, but not enough to need stitches.
Oh, good.
But because they were deep, there was a bit of blood.
Of course.
And it doesn't look good.
Yeah, that's always scary.
And Tug's not getting up.
Oh.
So it was a little, like, I can tell he's okay because there was nothing with the neck and it was just on his shoulder. And then eventually everybody was so kind and nice to like check in and like what's going on and what's happening. The thing that was, I think, a lesson, because just as you said, like, you don't know whether you should put crumb onto a scooter or not.
Right.
You learn these things.
Yeah.
You got to learn. The owner of the other dog, it was just like, just inexperienced, just didn't know. And my friend Blake got to watch the whole thing. And she said that, because she had turned around because she heard like growling.
Uh-huh.
And she said that that owner was trying to put the muzzle back on this dog.
Oh.
So I think they knew that we had a bit of a situation. And then she was like, and then she did have the leash on it, but the leash just snapped. So I think, you know, hopefully it was a lesson for that dog owner to just be like, boy, that
you gotta secure
sucked.
Everything,
but we gotta get a stronger leash, or until you know we can sort of secure the temperament of this dog, maybe we don't take him on a hike like that.
Yeah.
The only part that I wasn't real proud of is that owner kept her dog pretty close to us while both dogs were being checked out, and then she kind of hollered over. She's like, "He's okay," pointing to her dog, and I was like, "Get out of here!" and then John like did a nice job being a diplomatic
good.
Thing. He was like, "Hey, actually, I think if you want to keep on moving and get your dog
we're
away
good.
From here, that'd be fine."
The
shrieking on my end. Yeah,
I think in that moment you're in full like mom mode.
Yeah,
and you're like, I don't care.
That's fine.
I've got the thing that's most precious to me in my life.
Right,
and you're gonna have to go.
Exactly. Just imagine. I would love to take this journey with you. That I care how your dog's doing. I'd love to be on board with that. But it was wild.
I mean, I'm so glad it wasn't worse.
Same.
Like, wow. Like, so glad there were strangers. Like, not glad of the situation, but
certainly not.
But you're okay also.
Yeah, and it definitely, like, heart was racing. It was the things I'm grateful for is that one, we had Blake as the eyewitness.
Yeah.
Because I also got scared. I was like, oh God, did Tugboat start that?
Yeah, never.
And she was like, no. Certainly not. That big dum-dum, certainly not.
That sweet boy doesn't even, it's probably still like, is that dog okay?
Yeah. What happened to him? What happened to
my
friend who played
me
real hard with me?
Yeah.
But then also, like, I cannot begin. And then one of the strangers, like, kind of chased after us to just be like, hey, man, are you good? Is that okay? And I don't know. I don't know that I have been a direct recipient of like true human kindness.
Yeah.
But it was just three full blown heroes like jumping into action. I couldn't watch it if somebody were, but I would like to watch the video footage of me thinking I'm helping. But it turns out it's just me and Tug bouncing up against rocks. Well, hold on.
I got it. I'm fighting with her, man.
And we, I think you and I kind of went back and forth a little bit. I'm like, oh, did we talk about this on the show? And ultimately we decided, because I think, you know, being a dog owner is the best thing in the world, but you do occasionally come across some tough things. And we're pretty transparent on the show, where we
tell you everything. Pretend that nothing bad has ever happened. That's, I mean, we want to be fun.
Yeah.
But also, what do you do when the bad things happen is also important.
Right. Exactly. And I do think, here is the time where we're like, take yourself to Google, take yourself to your vet to learn, like, what do you do in a dog fight? What is the most appropriate thing? I will say, if ever you have been in it and you know what to do, it moves so fast and adrenaline is so high that it is, let yourself off the hook. Because
definitely.
I don't know if you're supposed to, and I know for a fact you're not supposed to hold onto your dog's barrel and dive in.
I will say, listeners, while I'm glad everything is good, Renee, do not do what Renee did.
Don't do it.
Do not
absolutely
put your
don't
face near an attacking dog.
Because Blake said that first. She's like, I was sure you were going to die before Tug.
So
that's fair.
Upon hearing this, I was very like, I'll be quiet and then maybe we'll say something later. Please don't do that.
Don't do it. That's do the worst
thing
ever. Do
anything else.
Exactly.
Get a big stick. Like.
I told my brother about it the other day, and he was so like great and empathetic and sweet. And then I told him the same thing. I was like, but you know, in the moment, it's good to know that you're going to protect your dog. And he's like, yeah, no, if you had just told me Tug got attacked, I would have told you, and then you were in the middle of it. Like, I just, that didn't need
no
to be
question.
Said. And then we laughed a little bit more of like, we know that's how you die, Renee. You 100% get mauled by a dog. That's 100% how you're going down.
In the sweetest way, absolutely.
It's very true. Do the exact opposite of what I did.
Yeah.
Okay. That was Tugboat's crazy week, and he was chasing squirrels on the way out of the vet. You wouldn't know it now at all, and he just to look at him now, like you can see it, he's fine. I tell you what, and do I have a tank? Last week, we were pretty sure that Krem was a shark, and I think I may just
have
like
a tank.
Like,
I thought you meant like a barrel to hold something in.
Yeah.
And I was like, for what? Do we need one? I'll get one.
Right.
No problem.
Yeah, if you need that.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
That DNA test. I know. So that's, I don't know if there's a way to like put a ribbon on it other than we survived. Tugboat couldn't be better.
Yeah.
I definitely did everything wrong.
Perfect.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, I'm Graham.
And we're two house DJs who have been trapped inside our drum machine.
We love it here, and we'd love if you stopped by and visited us every week on Stop Podcasting Yourself
here on MaximumFun.org.
We're just a couple of doofuses from Canada.
And listen to our show or perish. Stop Podcasting Yourself
on MaximumFun.org.
Hey, if you like your podcast to be focused and well-researched and your podcast host to be uncharismatic, unhorny strangers who have no interest in horses, then this is not the podcast for you.
Yeah, and what's your deal? I'm Emily.
I'm Lisa.
Our show's called Baby Geniuses.
And its hosts are horny adult idiots. We discover weird Wikipedia pages every episode.
We discuss institutional misogyny.
We ask each other the dumbest questions, and our listeners won't stop sending us pictures of their butts.
We haven't asked them to stop, but they also aren't stopping.
Join us on Baby Geniuses
every other week on MaximumFun.org.
You guys, we hit the jackpot with two of my very favorite people who host, honestly, the best podcast that will ever be made in the history of podcasting, Everything is Rent, Beth Appel, Sarah Claspel. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, we're going to talk mostly about dogs.
Great.
But legally, I can't not talk about your show.
It is it is legal, but you do have to talk about our show.
I'm glad you got our contracts from our lawyer.
both your lawyer and my own personal preferences. You guys were the ones. You made the podcast about the smash hit musical Rent.
Yep. We did. We said, what's a thing that we love that's really dumb? Let's make a podcast out
Let's
of it.
Do it. It does feel catered to you, Renee.
I didn't fall to the ground, but I wanted to when I first heard about it. I was like, yes, yes.
We had no idea. I knew Allegra first and wanted to have you guys on and then found out later about how you felt about Brent.
Somebody
so it was like a treat to have you.
Rented. That was, I guess at that point, so brave of you to bring me on sight unseen and just let me unleash on the show. So what you guys did is you had every episode was a different song from the musical.
Yes. In order.
And then you timed it out where Allegra and I got to do the dog song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Also known everything. As the dog killing song.
Sure. Yeah. Listen, we tried not to touch on that too much.
I just don't want one of your listeners to be like, oh, Rent has a dog song, and then be very upset. And then, just a bit of a trigger warning.
Just real quick.
It is a fun, joyous song for some reason.
It's true.
Listen, Renee loves dogs. We all know.
Very true.
Loves the musical still. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I can get past it. Here's what I think. I think I had a little adrenaline junkie dog on my hands who wanted to take a leap off a balcony. That's what he wanted. It was his desire. So it's not really about death. It's about dying the way you want.
No one puts their hands on the dog.
Yes.
So
exactly.
The dog does what it wants.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Now, Beth, you have, and I am hard pressed to say it, maybe one of the world's cutest dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a world class top shelf.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pup.
Yeah. 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 Top choice. Will you please tell us everything from the day you got her to now?
Sure. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, let's see. I got her about 4 years ago.
Yes.
My boyfriend at the time was like close to getting a very cool job in another city, and I was like, if you get that job, I'm getting a dog. So it's like, if he gets it and has to move, I'll be sad, but I'll get a dog. And so it'll be a win.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And he did get the job. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to get a dog like today.
Yes.
And on that day, Zach Reno, who's a member of our improv team, Cardinal Redbird, and also host of Off Book, which I should plug.
podcast, he's a genius.
He found a dog in his yard. He and his wife, Nicole,
Are caught in the bushes.
Yeah, what? Just like
tangled onto it.
They had like seen it in the morning, and then they were like, what is that, like, large rat? And then she went back that night after work. It was like, it's still there.
Yeah.
And they put like gloves on and like sort of caught her and brought her in. And then I saw him post on, I think, Facebook, like, does anyone know whose dog this is? And I texted him, I want that dog.
Of course. And it happened on the day you said, I'm going to get a dog.
Yes. It was crazy timing.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Well, exactly. Or it's serendipity right there. Also, that's a little sidebar. Zach Reno, great at saving pets. Just recently saved another cat.
Yes.
Saved
a cat. And he's keeping it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's real good about that. Listen, if you want a pet, you know, manifest. First, your boyfriend has to get a job in a different city.
Yes.
Then you got to wish for it.
Yeah.
Then you got to know
your
Zach Reno.
Now ex boyfriend. So, yeah. So then Zach found the dog. And then I was like, I want to meet that dog.
Yeah.
And I went and I was like, this is my dog.
Yeah.
And she was like fully like trained, clearly sort of like a lap dog. And so it was very mysterious. No chip. Like, no one was calling any, you know, we checked with shelters, like, is someone looking for this dog? And no one was. And but you would like sit on a couch and she would like jump up next to you and lay down.
She is an incredibly well-behaved dog.
It's remarkable. Mm-hmm.
Fully like housebroken, trained, barely makes noise.
And she came that way?
And she came that way.
She will, sometimes when we podcast, Beth's dog Dot will sit on Beth's lap for the whole time.
Yeah.
And just not make a noise.
Wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have witnessed such. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's
She'll crazy. Rest her head on the table.
Yeah.
And just be there just for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have some nice insights. I like it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So So go from the time that you met her.
Okay. So I met her at Zach's.
Yeah.
and she was really putting on a show. She was like, you know, maybe had a little itchiness going on. She was scratching her ears on the ground in a very, cute, tilting her head from side to side kind of thing. Went for a little walk with her. She was very easy to walk. And then Zach and his wife, Nicole, were like, I think thinking about keeping her, but weren't allowed to have dogs where they lived. And I just kept being like, what's up with the dog? What's up with the dog? What's up with the dog? And then he was like, all right, it's time.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's pass her over.
Yeah. Passed her over.
Did you, like, when you imagined getting a dog, did you imagine it being a dog like that?
No, I had previously been sort of a big dog person. Mm-hmm. She's like 8 to 9 pounds, yeah. Very tiny. Like, yeah. And growing up, I had labs and collies, more active dogs. And so I, in my head, that was what the kind of dog I would get, mm-hmm. or like a really big dog, like a Bernese Mountain Dog that doesn't require a yard or, you know, that just sort of likes to lean and lay.
Right. That's very funny to imagine you with a huge dog.
It is very funny.
Because Beth is, if you don't know her, she's not a big
person.
Lady.
I'm
she's
3 feet tall.
She fits in your pocket.
Yeah, I thought I would get a real big dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got the opposite.
And I
if
did.
If we had to guess her breed, what would we suspect?
Maltipoo is the closest.
Okay.
Like if you Google gray Maltipoo and look at images, you'll see something pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's and so we've mentioned it a few times. Dot. How did we land on that name?
Well, I thought, you know, she's a little gray dog, so an old lady name felt like it fit her. Mm-hmm. And ultimately it's from Animaniacs. She's so cute. Like Dot, the cute one from Animaniacs.
Now I like it even more.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And then were there any, so it sounds like just meshed immediately. Was there any like introductory hiccups that we had? Or for the most part, it was just like, no, you're perfect.
There was not a single hiccup. It was perfect. The only time there was in our relationship that there's been any rockiness is when my niece has visited. She is not into sharing her space with a baby.
Fair.
And, or another dog. She's like, she's not aggressive, but she just isn't into it.
Yeah.
She's very like passively doesn't, when she doesn't like things, she's just like, no thanks.
Yeah.
So she would like pee on the grass, suddenly like poop and pee inside when the niece was there.
Right.
But that's it.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, I don't, but I'm inclined to do as much as well. When a baby comes in, I'm like, come on.
I feel the same way about babies.
I also feel that way
no,
about babies.
No, thank you. Yeah.
Also, I like that she's smart enough to be like, I don't have a lot of power, but I know you're not gonna like this.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, this is how I'm gonna subtly rebel against this. Don't care for it.
How move. Will I let you know? I couldn't just bark.
No.
No, you can't have
perhaps
that.
A scratch. No, I won't do it.
I don't want to scare the baby. I want you to know.
Yeah.
Get the baby out.
Get the baby out.
Yeah.
This is my options for a petition. I've signed both things, the carpet and the floor, pretty well, I suppose.
Yeah.
Now, and you also have merch that you're currently wearing. I'm going to call it merch, but we got a Dot shirt and a Dot necklace.
I mean, I'm not selling it.
Merch.
Yeah. Dot merch. You're so commercial. Yeah.
Just trying to make you a dollar.
Specific Dot. Like, that's Dot on your shirt and your necklace, right?
Yeah, they were both gifts.
Come on.
Yeah, the shirt was a gift from Jamie Gall, another member of our improv team, and a very wonderful friend, and also a very good dog mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Her dog, it was on, she rescued him and then saw a truck that he was on the side of. Like, that the organization that she rescued him from, they do, like, those, like, they go to, like, street fairs or whatever, or grocery stores, you know, when a dog rescue thing is there. Their truck had his picture on it. And she, like, went up to them and was like, that's my dog. And they didn't care. But she's a very good dog mom, too. She got me this shirt when I was having a hard
week.
And
her dog is great. That's George.
Yeah, very cute dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is George?
White.
Tall and white?
Yeah. We know the time. Okay.
Tall. Yeah. Tall dog is such a funny concept.
How tall, though?
He's not that tall.
No, he's tall like a poodle, but he's not a poodle. He has, like, longer hair, but it's still kind of curly. It's poodle-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. Not that different from Dot, actually.
Okay. In except terms, tall.
Except tall. Except for tall. I need to make sure that gets in. Okay. Did I mention tall?
And I'm imagining like a 6-foot dog, to be clear.
He plays basketball.
Yeah, he only walks on his back feet. Yeah. He has a hat.
Wow. She is a husband?
Yes. It's a human man. It's a human. They're not married, but common law.
Common law marriage. It's fair. Okay.
She got me the shirt.
Great.
Yes. And then my boyfriend got me the necklace. Not the old boyfriend. Current boyfriend got me two. He asked for my favorite pictures of Dot, and I sent him a bunch, and he got two of them made into necklaces.
Very cute.
I love it. So now, been to your home. There's also some nice artwork attributed to Dot.
It's everywhere.
Sick. I'm sick. I need help.
There's a couple of...
excessive amount.
There's a bunch.
A good amount of Dot art in
it's
your apartment.
It's good art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's real good. Do you want to give us your top view...
Sure.
Have you commissioned them all, or they're all gifts?
Miscellaneous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
So one was a gift. It's a photograph by Greg Wallace.
Okay.
Sort of a moody photograph. That was also a gift from my boyfriend. One was a gift from our friend Jessica Stickles, who's a very talented writer and animator.
Amazing.
And so she has these very cool drawings, and she drew Dot and gave that to me.
But it's not just Dot.
Oh, it's
Dot wearing like a military uniform.
Yes. like almost it's like Dot as about our Napoleon.
Yeah.
Something like definitely that. Definitely epaulettes. A portrait by Brian Rainstein that I bought at a show I put on called Cheap Ass Comic Con at UCB.
Hilarious.
Yeah, where he was part of the exhibition room where you could buy merch. That's
great.
Merch.
Great. There we go.
Okay. Yeah. What are the other good ones? I had a Dot calendar, but that was so 2018.
There's the one above your fireplace, of course.
Oh yeah, that's best one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my boyfriend gave it to me for my birthday. It's like a painting, and he titled it "What I Told Him About Dot," which is "She saved my life."
Oh. I think we probably need to hear about that.
She was a good segue out of my relationship that I was in. And so I got to come home to her and have this uncomplicated, she was so excited when I got home and she was so well behaved.
Yeah.
Which was very different. It's unconditional love. No, no bumps in the road. There were no issues. Yeah.
And no stresses, even for a dog.
Yes.
Right.
Because normally you have a dog, you love your pet,
sure.
But there's pros and cons. You know, sometimes they're licking your face. I don't like a face lick myself.
Sure.
But
I think that's good. It's good to have those boundaries.
I love a dog, but Dot is so chill.
Yeah.
And if she does lick your face, she has the tiniest little tongue, so who cares?
Just a little bit. Yeah. Because I think I tried to get in there. I was like, you know what to do. And she's like, I do, but I'm not gonna.
Respectful.
Yeah.
if you head to the Cardinal, or not the Cardinal Redbird, the Everything is Rent Instagram, when Paul F. Tompkins came and did our podcast, we always pose with, we ask our guests, do you want to pose with, hold the dog?
Yeah.
And everyone does, because Dot's the best.
Of course.
But there's a series of three or four photos of Dot looking up at Paul and Paul looking down at Dot, and Dot slowly sticking her tongue out as if she's like, is this okay?
Are we okay?
Because I'm going to lick your face. And Paul being like, okay.
It's very good.
Cutest. Very respectful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it so. Now, okay, so going back to when it was little Beth and little Sarah, did you guys have dogs growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear about...
I had two dogs and three cats growing up.
Okay, tell us everything.
I'm sorry, is she allowed to talk about cats?
Oh, well, listen, we have a cat jar that you'll have to put some money in on the way out, but I think it's worth
you
it.
You shouldn't keep your cats in a jar. I'm not an expert,
I think they're really small.
And a big jar. It's fine.
Everybody loves it.
What is a house but a big jar?
Exactly.
Yeah, a house is just a big old jar. and I currently have two cats, but I love all animals and grew up with two dogs. One was the best dog of all time, Shawnee.
Yeah.
He was a real sweet mutt, super soft. Very friendly. And the other dog we got when he was two from someone else, and he used to be named Drake, and we thought that was not the name for him, so we named him Jake.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice transition right there.
We didn't want him to respond to his name was Drake, or like,
why not just keep it?
We didn't like the name Drake.
Okay. Drake.
This
okay.
was before it was cool because there was a rapper.
Yeah. Okay.
This was just like Sir Francis Drake.
Mm. Okay.
And we were like,
nerd.
Can't stand. No.
Name him Jake. And Jake was a sweet but the dumbest lab.
Right.
I have a fun story. It was one of my favorite dog stories. It's me being rude to a dog, but in a fun way. Jake, because we got him when he was two and we already had three cats.
Yeah.
So he was good enough to like not nip at the cats or anything like that, but he would follow them everywhere. And he would like do that like hunting dog like point at them. So he'd like point his nose and like lift a leg and just like stay posed there. And we'd be like, okay, the cat's not moving. So the cats are just like, leave me alone. So Jake was doing that once to our cat Violet on the couch.
Right.
And so I piled up pillows in between Jake and the cat so that he couldn't see the cat, but he stayed there.
Sure.
And then I took Violet and I snuck her away. I put a blanket over her and I put her in a different room. And then I pulled the pillows away and it was like I was a dog magician. She was like, what? Truly, he like ran around the house and was like, how did you do that? She was just there. I swear to God. He like kept running back to the couch and pointing, and then he'd like look under a table and then come back and be like, incredible.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Have you seen her? She's amazing. Oh, we gotta get her over at Magic Castle.
Oh yeah.
Were you laughing for days after that?
This was over 20 years ago. I've been laughing for years.
I just worked with an alpaca on set.
Great.
How? And
tell us all of it.
Well, the related item to that, to Sarah's story, is that we had a gag where the alpaca looked in a mirror, like a hand mirror, like someone held it and it's like, look at him, he's looking in a mirror. And the alpaca, then we could only work with him for like 10 more minutes because he kept looking for the other alpaca.
Aww.
In the room. And so it was like, that this alpaca, we have to wrap the alpaca.
We either have to get another alpaca in here so we can be like, we found him, mm-hmm. or we got to get him out of here.
It was it could have been more aggressive than friend, but the nice version of it is he was looking for
just
a friend.
For his pal.
I mean, that's great to be able to look at yourself and be like,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a handsome llama? Alpaca?
No. Well, what do you mean? That question was a trick, question. And I fell into it.
Him? Yeah.
Honestly, the alpaca had the craziest teeth.
His
teeth were out of control.
Oh, buddy. Now, out of control, like just couldn't stay in his mouth? Just
they were
out?
Like buck teeth that were like wound around each other.
Wow. No, buddy. Wow.
Yeah,
no, I'd want to meet that friend too. Be like, listen, man, I know a great orthodontist. We got to get you some help. Turns out it was him all along. And then you also had dogs growing up?
Yeah.
So about your pups growing up.
Peaches was my first dog. My first word was Bow Wow. I love saying to Peaches. That's our family story. Everyone loves it. And then we had she was a golden retriever, then a black lab named Shadow, and then a collie mutt named Chico.
And I have, my dad has more dogs now.
Yes.
I grew up with those two dogs, but my dad has, at Christmas, well, I have my dad and my stepmom, through them, I have two stepbrothers and a foster brother, and I have my sister. So I have like a huge,
big family.
Tons of people in my family, and many of them have dogs. And then my parents like to invite friends and family over for holidays.
Sure.
So at Christmas, there were like seven dogs at Christmas. And I think five of those live at my parents' place.
Oh my God. That's great.
So many dogs.
It's great.
First off, I love that you're like, oh, she's going to want to know about my family, my extended family, my friends. Yeah, you guys don't leave until I hear about every dog you've ever met.
Oh, my God. So we made a list.
This is a six-hour podcast. What are the five dogs at your parents' house?
Okay. There's Emily. She's a little poodle. She passed away recently.
I'm sorry.
She lived a long, great life.
Good.
There's Sandy, who is a sweet little like corgi chihuahua mix.
Yeah.
But she's more on the corgi side. And then there's Peanut, who's a chihuahua. And Peanut thinks she's a big dog.
Of course.
And she's the boss.
Peanut.
And then there's my one brother has two dogs named Riley and Buddy.
Cute.
Really cute. Riley is like a cookies and cream looking. Oh, wow. Big,
tasty,
very delicious,
very delicious boy.
Delicious boy.
Delicious boy.
And Buddy is like a brown dog. And I love Buddy too.
Yeah, Buddy's also great. We also have Buddy, not as yummy, but
Buddy's like a pit bull.
Oh, great.
Who has he had to get a thunder shirt and now he's doing better. He was he would my brother found him at a shelter and he clearly didn't have a good upbringing. But so like you would leave the room, he would get used to you. You'd leave the room and you'd come back and he would bark at you again.
Oh, interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's been a couple of years and he's doing great.
But thundershirt, is it a constant thundershirt or?
No.
Okay. Just when
people are coming by. Or
that's so smart.
I mean, me too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Though I haven't worn a thunder shirt, my sister-in-law got one of those weighted blankets for Christmas. You what, that'll heal the world right there.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing a lot about weighted blankets. Really, they're hot
right now. Right now.
What's
hot
about merch? Blankets? Oh,
yeah. I also feel like we brushed over Peanut being a big dog or thinking is one. Do we have an example of just bossing the other dogs around?
Yeah, just like because my parents have like a tub of bones. You know how you got a tub of bones?
Yeah, of course. Parents are murderers.
My parents are wild. Tub of bones. We've all got parents who've got tubs of bones.
But we all do. Exactly.
Out.
They have a dog named Tub of Bones, right?
Oh, that's my name. They call me Tub of Bones.
Oh, you did write it on the card. That is me. Okay.
I've been answering to it for years. So.
What is my name but a tub of bones?
You're in dangerous territory right now, Sarah, because you know that I'm going to have all our friends calling you tub of bones.
Yeah, honestly, I know.
That's a true friendship right there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's not.
I might be bullying.
No, there's truly a fine
she
line.
Likes it.
I guess. I mean, I like it because Beth tells me I like it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Peanut gets into the tub of bones. You, obviously.
Yeah.
She gets into me.
Well, one of the bigger dogs will be like chewing on a bone.
Sure.
And Peanut, instead of going to the tub of bones where there's more bones, I'm never going to stop saying tub of bones. She will like bark and growl until the big dog gives her the bone.
Aww.
And then the big dog will be like, fine, there here you go. And go get another bone from the tub of bones.
It's delightful on both ends. Yeah. You guys, listen, you have excellent dogs in your life. No, we do have to play this game, but I don't want you walking away being like, I didn't get to tell her about a dog. Is there any other dog that deserves a mention before we hop into game territory? Mm.
No.
The answer can be
my other brother has another dog.
Okay. Thank God. I was like, I feel like her other brother does have another dog.
And there was a time where both of my brothers were living at home with my dad and my stepmom. And
how so many dogs was that?
That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dogs.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's a perfect household. What's your other brother's other dog's name?
We got Buddy. We got Riley. Oh, geez.
We can also just tell me what kind of dog I can work with.
Oh,
that too.
Brown
Sarah,
and white.
You were lying about the other dog.
No. I'll pull up a photo right now.
Right now.
I'll show you. You just Google image searched dog.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. He's a dog. What kind?
Dog. I think you've established yourself as a catering friend who will just appease people. And I think when I was like, do you have any other dogs? You were just like, well, I guess I'll make it up on the spot.
I swear he exists. I swear it. I'll pull up a photo after we're done podcasting of all of the dogs. There's like, I have a video of all, because the dogs are all good dogs too. Yeah. So my mom or my stepmom will set up little dog bowls like for Christmas. There will be 7 or 8 dogs.
Yeah.
She'll set up dog bowls for each of them and make them wait, and they will all go when she says to.
Wow.
So she'll like tell Peanut to go eat, and the other dogs will wait, and then, you know, she'll, I mean, not,
that's amazing,
not until Peanut's done, but they'll just go in order so that they're not all eating each other's food.
I've seen video like this, but I've never known anybody who knows the person who can do it. That's crazy.
My stepmom is she's a dog whisperer. It's for sure
impressive. Do you did she tell you how she did it? How do you get dogs to do that?
I don't know. I think she's just great.
She's got that authoritative presence.
Yeah, she's good with kids. She's good with animals.
Yeah.
She and my dad are the type of people who like talk. It's hard to go on vacation with them because they talk to every single person, which is great.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It's very hard to get to the beach.
Yes.
We make it.
Yeah. It's great to be like, my parents are so friendly and everybody loves them. Yeah. And then by day two, you're like, could we just eat at a restaurant? It's been 4 hours on this walk.
That's so charming.
Tub of Bones is hungry.
Gotta get some meat on these bones. okay, so the game, of course.
Yeah.
Listen, we'll start first. I'll let you guys decide. We can either name the alleged brown and white dog that you apparently have in your family, or we can have a fictional Bernese Mountain Dog.
Ooh. We have to only do one of those?
Oh, no, I guess we could do both. Yes, let's do both. Let's name the brown and white dog and the Bernese Mountain Dog together as a team.
Okay.
What would those dogs be named? The gender of the Bernese Mountain Dog is a girl.
Okay.
Brown and white dog is a boy.
Okay, brown and white dog is a boy.
No time. Take your time.
And time.
Are we out of time? Well, it's just frustrating because a dog has a name.
He does have a name. But it does exist. We've learned here today that nicknames run in your family, Tub of Bones.
Listen, I just want to call him Buddy 2, but that's not his name.
Buddy 2 is pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Buddy 2. Brown and white, I mean, it makes me think of a cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but a boy cow? No, that's a bull.
That's crazy.
Oh, there we go.
No, that's a bull.
No, that's a bull.
Is that his name?
The Chicago Bulls.
That's his name. Okay.
Chicago Bulls. Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Good.
Michael
Perfect.
Jordan.
Nailed
his name's
it.
Michael Jordan.
All right. Brown and white, Michael Jordan.
Great.
Bernese Mountain Dog. What are we naming this girl?
Okay. I'm thinking of a St. Bernard.
Oh, they look
very similar.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But this one just doesn't carry the thing
of whiskey. It's a barrel around it.
Mini barrel of whiskey.
I feel like a Bernese Mountain Dog is like slightly more proportional. Like St. Bernard's heads are real big.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then a Bernese Mountain Dog's just all around.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're just proportionate.
A big girl.
Thick.
Mm-hmm.
Thick. Okay. A thick but proportionate dog who lives in the mountains. What color is this dog?
I think it's tricolor.
Yeah. Brown, white, black.
Yeah.
Okay. We can't name it like a human name because we already named Michael Jordan.
Okay,
sure. But that's after a legend.
And that's
so if you wanted to name it a civilian.
Sure.
What
sure.
were you, did you have a famous person's name you were thinking
no,
of?
No, not a famous person. I just think it's like, I would love to name him like Paul.
Yeah. But it's a girl, so that would be insane.
I'd love to name her Paul.
All right, I'm on board.
Right, okay.
You know, we got to throw people.
Right, yeah.
Michael Jordan and Paul?
Yeah.
I guess the full name is Paul the Girl.
Yeah.
Paul the Girl.
Paul the Girl.
Perfect.
Great.
Yeah. Michael Jordan, Paul the Girl. You guys, ladies and gentlemen, nailed it.
You did it.
Very proud.
Was that the whole segment?
Yeah,
you
that's
did.
It.
Great.
So now, girls, I genuinely do. I love your podcast so much.
Thank you.
Both are so great.
Oh, thanks.
We got you in right on the ground floor. As you're ending the show.
Yes.
But to our listeners, I feel like, because I talked about it a whole heap when we got to guest on it, so I feel like most of our listeners are already scooting on over there, but if you guys haven't, even if you don't love Rent, the because you guys have a few guests on there who are just like, I didn't care for it.
We do,
But go binge on through. Everything is Rent.
Mm-hmm.
But I am terrified because I can't not have you have a podcast. I can't. What's next? Where are we going? What are we doing?
Slash, are there other things that you want to plug?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Well, you can come see our improv show.
Yes.
Tuesday nights at 9:30 at UCB Franklin, starting in August of 2019.
Awesome.
I don't know. Maybe someone's listening to this in the future.
They might be.
And, yeah, you know, what? They're like, starting this August? Right. What? It's March.
Know.
No, but they're like, okay, 2019, now they know.
Now we
got
know.
It. Mm-hmm. It's good to clarify these things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, every Tuesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can watch us.
What's, they'll, I mean, they're going to do their research, but what's the name of the show?
Cardinal Redbird is so LA. LA. And we do improv about, like, people's, like, weird or bad or interesting Hollywood experiences, which is very fun in Los Angeles because everyone has an insane story.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing's too crazy.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. And then where can people find you online?
Mm. Oh, you can find me at Claspy on all your social meds. That was a gross thing to say.
Yeah, we loved it. We had a fun time with
find
it.
Find your tub of bones. At Claspy.
new handle?
Oh, yeah, new handle.
Yeah, okay. Find me at tub of bones or at Claspy.
Yeah. I'm Beth Appel on Twitter. And then on Instagram, I meant to be Appel Sass, like applesauce, but Appel Sass. But it is Appel's. Figured it out too late. So that's where I am on Instagram. So many pictures of Dot. Oh, and the hashtag, her hashtag, she doesn't have her own account, but her dedicated hashtag is my dog Dot.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you guys get on over there because she is cute.
It's very, very special. So yeah. And then the rent stuff is
at everything. Is rent?
That's
no. It's everything underscore rent.
Yeah, on one of the two. Yeah. This is the brain of people that ended their podcast a month ago.
Yeah, I don't remember anymore. I don't know.
We're on Instagram. We're at everything is rent,
and then Twitter is everything underscore rent.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what's nice about that is there's no, like, I think when a show ends, you're like, oh, no, I missed it when it was happening. But you also don't have that race to catch up. You're like,
yes.
Listen, it's locked in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you guys can just go listen and enjoy.
And we'll have a couple more episodes coming out. We did do three episodes about the song Contact, and I think we'll probably do at least one more in the future.
I mean, of course.
And we just went and saw the touring production of Rent. So, we like were out of town and stuff. So, but we'll get back and, do an episode about that as well. So they'll trickle in here and there.
I love it.
Just the way you're supposed to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while.
Every now and again. It's a fun surprise.
How you build up an audience.
We know how this works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But if people haven't, they should especially listen to your episode because it's so fun.
It's so fun in general, but it also is, you're such a huge fan of Rent. It's always great to have someone on who knows at least as much as us and possibly more.
It was so, we had the best time. You guys were so great and patient with me.
I loved it.
It's I will be hard pressed to ever have more fun on a podcast than
great.
I had on yours.
Wow,
it was
thanks.
Great.
It was a dream.
You get it. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Alexis and I are going to go fight. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
Now, what time could it possibly be?
It could possibly be time for My Mom Minute with Phoebe and Belle. Hit it.
Woo! Hello, my name is Phoebe, and I am currently dog sitting for my neighbor. His dog is a beautiful, some sort of pit mix with a brindle coat. Her name is Belle, and she is very excited and happy to see you. Her tail is about 5 or 6 inches long, and it will not stop waggling. She will run at you with full force. She loves to chase rabbits, even though we don't like it when she does that. Obviously, not good for the rabbits, not good for her. But she also is just the most sweetest love bug snuggly poop that you have ever seen. She will snuggle with anyone and everyone. And when I try to teach her tricks, she sometimes just gets a little bit confused. And instead of doing anything that we've asked her to do, she will just plop down on the ground and look up at you with a smile. And that is time.
Phoebe, that was great.
So cute.
Snuggly poop.
Snuggly poop.
Yeah.
Really got me.
That's what they are.
I didn't expect it to happen and it really got me.
That was fantastic. I also, boy, do I get that, especially with a pit bull smile, because pit bulls can smile.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they can give you a grin. And it's usually immediately after they don't do what you've asked.
You're like, sit. And they go,
I smile for you.
I look happy.
So cute.
Yeah, and I love a neighbor's dog. You guys, I'm really loving this. We don't need to adhere to dog owners.
No.
I can have a dog wanter. I can have a dog I saw across the street.
Yeah.
We'll accept anything.
I am still waiting for that one. I would really like one of My Mutt Minute. I would love a My Mutt Minute about like a dog you don't know.
Yes.
And therefore you're guessing a lot.
Yes.
Please send that
I would love, what if, and now this is narcissistic, but what if people can do a My Mutt Minute on Tug and Crumb? Just based off what they've heard.
That's such a good idea.
That can be kind of fun.
It is. You're right. But it's like, I obviously want that. Yeah. And I'm the one on the microphone.
And I wonder if we could put it into the old Crumb Boat segment, like toss it in there a little bit. Now, an investigative journalism from one of our listeners who's observed online this what happened smart. To them this week.
I like this.
Think about it. If you go, listen, you don't have to do it.
Mm-mm.
But if you want to, if you feel like if you are into extra credit.
Yes.
Boy, do we have the assignment for you. It's back to school. We just talked about
it. That's true.
We got options. You guys are also killing it on sending in these My Mutt Minutes. We got a lot.
Yeah, we'll get to them.
You're doing so good. Listen, this show ain't going to end. We're going to get to them all. So thank you to everyone who sent it in.
And if you want to send one in, send it to canipetyourdog@gmail.com. Oh, geez, I messed it up. canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com.
How do they do it, Alexis?
Oh, God. You record it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You use the voice memo app or whatever you want.
Right.
It's up to you what you want. You can. I don't care. record on your phone. Send us an email with that recording.
Great.
Make sure you, write something in the email so it doesn't go to a spam folder.
Yes, please.
And then we're going to play it on the show.
And then we're going to get to it.
Why are you still making me talk about it?
It's going to be fine. No threats. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
We did it.
We did?
We made it to the end of the show.
That's it?
Now, I'd love to keep chatting with you, but I think you have a big evening of searching for Crumb Boat Bjorns. I would like Crumb on the front and Tugboat on the back.
Oh, this is a big Bjorn.
Exactly. It's a double header.
Wow.
Front and back.
Uh-huh.
Point is, you got a lot of shopping to do.
In your mind, is Tug or Crumb on the back?
I think, listen. Yeah. Let's give the people what they want.
Yeah.
And they want Tug on the back. They want him waving. They want him having a good time. Okay. They want him a little confused about what's happening.
Uh-huh.
And they want Crumb Boat leading the ship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
I guess your name is now Crumb Boat, your dog's name. I can't seem to just say Crumb.
I get it.
Okay.
Also, every time Tug barks, I go, Crumb.
Yeah.
No, that's not who's working. Dogs can have other names than my dog's name, I guess.
Yeah. I think we've had the like, because you're so into it. I've told this story before, but I snort at Tug because he snorts a lot.
Yeah.
And I did it once during training where she did a good job. It's like, yeah, it's good. She was like, did you just do it to me?
It's so funny, though.
It was completely involuntary. I'm so sorry. Just do it when I'm proud of you.
It's sort of clicker training.
It really is.
And I think you should use that in your training.
Yeah. Just start. I think you're right.
Clicker training.
Exactly. Just like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did when I'm proud of Tug. I snored at him. Passed on over into personal training. Oh. Wasn't well received.
Well, that's on her.
I agree. Okay. You ready to get out of here?
Mm-hmm.
Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.